Let's take a look at your opening farm market report here on KLGR as we take a look at what's going on here. Of course, grain markets are consolidating as the macro market environment is taking the spotlight. Questions are being asked, will money flow come back into the stocks as quickly as it came out? Will traders see grains as a bargain and cover large short positions? Have to take a look at what the markets are looking at here for this morning. The market remains in seasonal uptrends in corn on its weekly charts. However, soybean short-term fundamentals remain bearish. Wheat markets will see short-term trends and turning downward, while live cattle could see commercial buying interest despite trading lower. Let's take a look at how the markets shaped up for you on the overnight here this morning. On the board of trade, March corn was a half cent higher at 359 and a quarter. December new crop up 0.75 cents at 390 and a quarter. Soybeans for March were up 5.5 cents at 975 and a quarter. November new crop were up 3.5 cents at 995. Soybean meal for March up $3.70 at 330.70. May up $3.40 at 334.40 a ton. Soybean oil for March down a dime at 32.40. May down 11 cents at 32.60. Chicago wheat for March, 1.25 cents higher at 441.5. New crop up a penny at 468 even. Minneapolis wheat for March, 1.5 cents higher at 603.25. July up a half cent at 622.75. Kansas wheat for March up a half at 462.25. The new crop up a quarter cent at 491.25. Oats for March up 1.75 cents at 269 even, while the new crop was up 2.25 cents at 272 even. Let's take a look at where the Merc will start the day. Live cattle yesterday, cattle in fact was lower, and hogs were trading mixed yesterday. In live cattle, February 72 cents lower at the close yesterday, 126.12. April was down 65 cents at 125.47. June futures start the day at 116.95. They were down $1.05. Feeder cattle for March was down $1.25 yesterday at 149.67. April closed down $1.25 as well at 150.52. Lean hogs for February closed up yesterday at 62 cents higher at 75.82. April futures were 22 cents lower and start today at 73.32. Taking a look at some farm news to wrap up your opening report. While research suggests that there's been less farm and ranch land for sale than usual over the past few years, Farmers National Company is reporting a 50% increase in listings. Experts say the industry is experiencing post-harvest bump in land prices in most grain-producing areas, meaning that with above-average crop yields in most locations, farmer optimism has increased and has the bidding for quality cropland. Meanwhile, continued low interest rates are helping create a demand for ag land as long-term investment for individuals and institutional funds. Company spokesperson says there's still enough purchasing power in the hands of farmers to compete for good land. However, the next 6 months will determine what the market does next, with many negative factors looming. Low grain prices have depressed farm income and reduced cash flow, leaving less available funds for farmers to purchase land. Farmers National Company is proclaimed as the nation's leading ag land owner services company. That's for the check of your opening farm market report here on KLGR. We'll keep you updated with markets throughout the trading day and, of course, the Midday Farm Show at 12:30.